I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. Apparently, I'm watching The Infinite Quest in amongst talking about a million other things. It's the David Tennant animation. and in it, we're up to the bit where they've just tripped over a giant oil rig that's kind of like a War of the Worlds spidery robot thing. And the Doctor explains to Martha, it's info dump time. That the oil companies have become desperate. They're sucking planets dry because there's no oil left anywhere. And the pirate captain says, oh, and they call us pirates. Martha loves that they're robbing the rich to feed the poor. I've only just twigged at this moment that the captain's wearing the next data thingy that they're looking for as an earring with a little infinity symbol on it. And the crew, who are all wearing big suits, with these big green kind of like visors. They look a bit like Master Chief from Halo kind of thing. Then their visors go clear and they reveal their faces and their skulls. And the Doctor's like, oh, it's literally a skeleton crew. Oh, my God. And the captain says, yeah, it's less of a drain on rations. Oh, dear, this is bleak. It does remind me of that episode Oxygen, the one with Peter Capaldi and Pearl Mackey. That was a great one. And Matt Lucas. So she thinks that they're either oil company spies or pirates themselves who are going to rob from these pirates. Like, this is the captain thinking that about the Doctor and Martha. So she orders them thrown overboard. And the skeleton crew turn on their light-up laser cutlasses. So it's... it's like lightsabers, but they're laser cutlasses. I don't know. the first mate, however, fires his space flintlock and says if they're spies, they should be put in the oil refinery wreckage and make it look like an accident. And then he kind of whispers to them and goes, you're perfectly safe with me. His name is Swab, apparently, which I was confused by because I thought that's what the captain was telling him to do at one point. Swab the deck. Especially it's all covered in sand. They've been in the under the desert for ages. It's a gritty submarine. So the the ship like sucks the oil out of the downed rig, like it just gets this big pipe into the oil rig and just sucks all the oil out. Oh, that's why it looks like a big oil tanker, because it's a big oil tanker, right? Flying oil tanker thing. Pirate oil tanker spaceship thing. Then the pirate captain extends the plank. I'm worried that if I keep watching pirate episodes, I'm going to get bored of planks. I mean, who knows how long this pirate month can go on for. The number of tangents I'm doing, probably about 3 months. It'll be the world's longest month. the Doctor whispers to Martha that if Swab thinks that they're oil spies, then it's possible he is too. So he's from the oil companies. Right. The captain orders them put into the oil off the plank, and then Swab's going to shoot his gun at it and set the oil alight so they won't really know that they've been there. They'll just find their remains. This is grim for a kid's cartoon. The doctor points his sonic screwdriver at the captain, whose name is Captain Calico. Has she been introduced before now? I don't know. Anyway, now she's Captain Calico. She is a fabric. And he says to let him go or he'll destroy her ship. And she's like, nah. So he presses the sonic and it doesn't do anything. And Martha's not impressed. So he blows on it and he goes, oh, there's sand in it. So then he presses it in again and goes, that's the noise of a sonic screwdriver, don't you know? I know, I'm crazy. So when he does the bits start flying off the ship, the Jolly Roger lights go out, and Swab points his gun at the captain and says, Oil Corp have promised him a new body to replace the bag of bones that he is at the moment. And then he offers the same deal to all his shipmates, so they all turn on her as well with their laser cutlasses. And the doctor explains that they're not with Oil Corp. And they've come to rescue her, Captain Calico. So Swab orders the oil rigs to attack. So all the giant, because he's from Oil Corp, obviously, all the giant oil rigs start advancing on them with their big legs and shooting laser beams at them and little laser bolts. Pew, pew. It's epic. So they're shooting at the ship. The kind of oil tanker / pirate ship thing flies away, and one of the bolts hits it, and then it crashes. In the wreckage, Martha's looking for the doctor. Swab finds her and says he'd like to be put into her body when he gets one. The subtext of that is not great. Captain Calico stands up behind Swab. So Martha just starts rabbiting on about the story so far. So this is clever, catching us up if we haven't seen the last 5 3-minute episodes. I don't know where the episodes begin and end because this is just one big long one, but they were 3-minute episodes at one point. So Martha's rabbiting on, doing a bit of an info dump, a little bit of a recap, while Captain Calico gets her eye thing. You know, she's got a gigantic prosthetic cyborg eye patch, and a little laser gun comes out of it, you know, Iron Man style. And then the doctor pops up from underneath and he's tangled in a ship steering wheel, like, you know, an old piratey ship steering wheel, a wooden one. And he knocks Swab onto the plank, which then Calico presses a button on her head and retracts the plank, and then he falls off. And then he yells from the sand where he's landed, like as if to make out that he's not died, even though they were just going to incinerate people before. The doctor asks Calico if she knows what her earring is, and she says, you're after the infinite. So she immediately gets in her lifeboat, what we would call an escape shuttle, and it shoots into the sky and then parachutes down not very far away. It's like, why did it go? Martha reckons it's come down near the TARDIS. So when they get there, the lifeboat escape shuttle is all bashed and smouldering, and there are bits of Calico's helmet in the sand and her data thingy earring. So she's obviously been destroyed. So the doctor picks up the data thing. Data point, what was it? A data chip earring with the infinite symbol on it. And he says, she's been murdered. Live by the cutlass, die by the cutlass. Oh, man. I can see why I distracted myself from this episode so much. Next thing, the TARDIS arrives on a purple planet. The last one was beige because of the sand. And there are lots of these weird kind of tree-looking structures, like an organic kind of structure that's kind of greenish, full of these green glowing bugs that then start swarming. And they're like, ah, they're swarming. Then a gigantic truck comes in and, you know, shoos away the green bugs. It's being driven by a lizard man called Meagrass. And he's there to protect the bugs from warplanes. It's a war zone, apparently. Meagrass, the lizard man, is wearing the data thing. Oh, great. On some sort of futuristic choker. And then the warplanes launch a sonic attack. So the warplanes look like giant kind of robotic cicadas. Like, it's berserk design. And there's so after all the explosions and it's the whole attack thing, in the confusion, the Doctor and Martha wake up and they're surrounded by kind of like boxes of stuff, ammo, mines. Two glowing bug things are trying to pull up what looks like, you know, those ocean mines, like the spiky big balls. They're trying to pull one of those out of a box with a skull and crossbones on it. Well, not the crossbones. Maybe it's just a skull. Oh, you know, skull and crossbones. And the lizardy man's like, don't touch that. It's not yours yet. He's like, none of these weapons will activate until I give the queen the activation switch. And then the doctor tells Martha the tower that they're in is built from dung. And she says, it's beautiful. Martha, yuck. when she says it's beautiful, we see that there's a giant queen praying mantis who says thank you. She's got like her bottom section is all glowing. I presume she's about to hatch some glowing bug things. I don't know. The lizard man tells the doctor not to make an offer to the queen. He's her military advisor. And the doctor's like, you're not a military advisor. You're a gun runner. Ugh. Then some weird bug robots start advancing on them. And it's looking at the doctor through multifaceted eyes. And reaches out its robot hands towards him. I do love multifaceted eyes. I love a monster point of view of the Doctor. Like, that's my favourite thing about Ark in Space at the start. Anyway, we'll find out what happens to the Doctor in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.